Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. And Kathy, this is Monday the 26th, so it's Memorial Day.
Yes.
So we know you're probably having a great time with your family. And as you listen to the podcast, we'll just have a short recognition of the day and a celebration of the day. And it's always, you know, it's kind of nice that we get to take the time with it. And the day is intended, was always intended to honor those in service, military service, and particularly the ones that have died, and just, you know, sometimes in battle and sometimes just natural life, but they served, and to give honor to the legacy of their life and to give honor to their heart for America and for serving us and providing us freedom,
right?
You know, which is what we get to enjoy. Several years ago, my daughter Michelle was, for some reason, she was really taken by this. She wanted to express an honor to anybody that was in the military, just per se, that even is in the military today, but also the ones that have served our country and then have passed on. And she did this on her own volition. She winds up calling a cemetery, you know, that is basically geared toward the military, you know, and that is there people who
more veterans there.
Veterans, yeah, that's it. That's the word. Veterans cemetery. Who, if you're a veteran, you can be buried in that cemetery, and your spouse can be there with you. And so she called them and said, you know, what do you do, you know, to honor your people there and the families that are going to be there? And she said, they said, well, this one said, we plant a American flag in every gravesite in the whole cemetery.
Which is a beautiful sight if you've ever gone by a veteran's cemetery with that done. Yeah.
And then we'll have a concert and a little bit of a time where we'll honor and we'll have the families of the veterans there, and we'll have them share some stories, and then we'll, you know, we'll honor the day. So it was like, and they said, so what we need is for people to come and ahead of that and plant the flags, because there's thousands of them. So she said, well, can me and my family do that? Yeah, you know, that's what we need. We needed to come, you know. And so she called us up and said, hey, everybody, you know, on Monday morning, we got to get up at, you know, 6:30 or 7. We got to get there by 8. And we're going to spend an hour and a half planting flags. And they give you assignments and where to go. And then you pick up the flags, and, you know, and you walk around and put them in a certain way.
What a beautiful act of service, right?
Yeah. And she said, hey, let's all do this together, you know, and then we can attend their ceremony, and then we'll have an afternoon of fun. And so, okay, that'd be fun. And so let's do it. So we did. And it was kind of special. And the specialness was that alongside of us were families of veterans who were doing it. You know, and they were, you know, okay, well, you know, what was your husband like or your dad like, and, you know, where was he? And it was fun to learn all that. And we had this great ceremony, and then we came home and we learned that in the afternoon, there's going to be jets flying around all these places in Denver that you can observe. Primarily, there'll be so many of them that you can go out your yard and see them, you know, and they gave you a map and a time. So at our house, you know where our house is, where we have this great view anyway, is that it was going to happen like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know. So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we all, you know, we're having a big picnic, and we go out, and these F-16s, I think there were six of them that were flying formations.
Oh, how fun to see that.
And they flew right in front of our house. Yeah. And it's exciting because, first of all, they're such beautiful planes, but they're loud and you know it, you know, and,
right.
And so it's like, ooh, listen to that and feel that, you know? So we had a great day, and it was all prompted by Michelle's heart. you know, to bring honor. And so this day, as you think about Memorial Day, is a couple things. Make sure that you do bring some honor today to what they represent. And then we bring ultimately honor to God, because he gives us the life, you know, to enjoy this. And so if we go to Psalm 84, it talks a little bit about this. So let's go to Psalm 84. Go ahead and read that for us, and then we'll just share a little bit about it as we celebrate with our devotion today.
Sure.
Psalm 84.
How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even you, your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Yeah. So he says that, you know, how glorious it is to be in his dwelling place, you know, where mm-hmm. he is, you know, and a day with him is way better than 1,000 elsewhere, mm-hmm. you know, and that as we think of Memorial Day, first of all, we are honoring those that have served us to give us the freedom to be able to enjoy the spiritual life we have of God. Mm-hmm. So we want to give honor to those that did sacrifice their lives and sacrifice their time for our behalf, and recognize that our response to that is really to go spend time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And to have our family be in God's presence, where we're dwelling with him and experiencing the strength of being with him. And then he says that he is one that is a sun and a shield. So in other words, he's a light to show us the way, and he's a protector to protect us from the danger of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that he bestows favor. You read glory, but his favor, and the word there in the Hebrew is honor.
Mm.
He bestows honor and favor to those, and he won't withhold anything good to those that walk with him. And then walk uprightly means we're walking in righteousness, which is mm-hmm. what means what? We're walking with him, because he's the
right
one who's righteous.
In the kingdom, yeah.
In the kingdom, you know. So the encouragement today is to, you know, take a day of remembrance and certainly honor those that have provided this freedom. But we do have a freedom in America to be able to worship God, to let him be our sun and our shield, to let him bestow favor and honor. We get to have honor, and we can express that honor toward others and the joy of others that we get to be with. And so I just pray that this day will be a day of relaxation, a day of memorial,
mm-hmm.
both for the people that served us, but also a memorial that we have the privilege of being with God. And keep remembering that.
That's good.
And that's where the honor and the glory really comes from. And that we would just kind of set up that we want to stay with you, God, and dwell with you, because that's the very best place. And maybe today would be a day of marking that, of, you know, we're willing and wanting to spend more time with you and have the honor and glory expressed toward you and toward others. So I just hope that everybody has a great day and enjoy, and may you relax and make sure that you try not to do any work.
Excellent.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, it's these days of holidays, if we learn to enjoy them, they truly do become breaks, days of memory, of time mm-hmm. with the family, time with God. And God says, I want you to celebrate life. And these are moments. And one thing about the Jews is they had celebrations all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
there was a rhythm in their life
rhythm,
to actually pausing. I mean, just like the Sabbath rhythm, right? But also these feasts and celebrations and memorial things, you know, they had, you know, all kinds of different things that actually were marking time and marking the faithfulness of God too.
Yeah.
And they do it well, right? To stop and remember. And this is what today is, to stop and remember, you know, in this particular case, the sacrifices made for the country that we live in. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we do rejoice. We do remember and give remembrance to those that have served our country and served us, probably have even family members that we know. Maybe we can honor them today. And we just pray that this would be a day of rejoicing, a day of understanding that you are our sun and our shield, and you bestow favor and honor, and that we get to enjoy that and be part of it. And may we celebrate that. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Rich. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Yep. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.